Not only am I the hostess of the Shadow Lane Labor Day party, but it's common knowledge that I am an accomplished dominant, or top, over submissive, or bottom women. I dominate with erotic and sensual moves, causing pleasure and heat, not usually pain. My favorite thing to do to arouse a woman is whatever will work for her. I role play, scold, strip, boss, spank with hand and implements, wax, tease, flog, massage, plug, scratch, pinch, take their temperature, squeeze, hump. Yep, I could go on and on and on. Understanding that each of these actions is consensually dispensed and guided by the sub. Yes, that's what I said. The submissive is in charge of what is done or not done to her or his body. That makes for safe fun play to happen, and then happen again. Another common misconception is that a dominant never gets topped, but only tops others. In my and many other dominant cases, that is simply not true. Even if you are only a top, knowing what an implement feels like in your own body helps your ability to top others. Therefore, whatever I do to a lady, a naughty girl, a broad, or a sub, I have had done to myself. It is the sign of an accomplished top, because I know how an instrument or position feels, makes my topping more accurate, and usually provides my sub more pleasure. As long as I can make her breathless, teetering on orgasm, and wanting more, I have done my job as a dominant. Something I am not yet accomplished at is caning. I've observed many a caning and have been struck, with permission, on rare occasions, but I have never really experienced a full caning before. The nuances and complexities I watch during a session have always intrigued me. What is the allure? That is why, at the last Shadow Lane party, I decided to find out. While sitting on the couch with Ben massaging my feet and calves, thanks, Ben, my sexy, sweet sub sitting next to me, and having kinky conversations with a myriad of guests, I noticed that two of the most proficient caners were standing by an empty massage table with no one to cane. John is a Brit, whom I consider a friend and a fellow perv. He swings the cane with the expertise that only an Englishman can. Together, John and I have successfully spanked many a lovely bottom. He hosts a fabulous spanking website. Here's the link. Johnny has been a part of the BDSM and spanking scenes for 15 years. He wields the cane expertly at parties and as a model in videos. Besides being adorable to watch, Johnny has a stellar reputation for caning with care. You can learn more about him at his Tumblr account here, or follow him on FetLife here. Both men take thrashing a lady very seriously and therefore can be trusted completely, which is why it struck me, that the empty table with both Johns standing idle was meant for me. It seemed to be the perfect opportunity to experience a full and complete caning from experts, and then write about it for you. Excusing myself from the couch conversations, I stood up, walked over to my fellow dominants, and asked if they would cane me. Because I am recognized as one of the dominant females in the community, they were surprised, as they gleefully accepted my proposition. So, in the middle of a very active playroom, I disrobed myself down to my bra, panties, garters, and stockings, and slid on to their chosen table. It was draped with a white sheet, and if no one ever saw the canes in their hands, you'd think I was about to get massaged. And actually I was, just not your stereotypical massage. Making me comfortable from the start, they asked me what size cane I preferred and what severity of caning I wanted. Having no idea, I told them I'd leave it in their capable hands. Johnny said that the 6 to 10 millimeter canes, which produce optimum sting, were most often used in the scene, but that the 13 millimeter was his personal preference. He explained that even though the 13 millimeter does create a deeper bite and burn, depending on swing strength, he is still able to control it better. The stronger swing of a 13 millimeter is often used on subs who have the highest pain tolerance and want longer lasting marks. Yes, being marked after a caning or a spanking is most desirable. Even for me, you can see in these three pictures attached, it is sort of a badge of honor. As it was explained further, a professional cane is always finished and sealed, and it should always be wiped and decontaminated between players for sanitary reasons. A professional caner's tools of the trade are their canes. Therefore, keeping them cleaned between scenes is essential and gives them a longer life. Both of my caners and Sarah Gregory each purchased their canes from Dave at Quality Control. They say it's because he offers beautifully crafted straight canes in assorted woods, I think you pronounce that kubu and dragon, and varying thicknesses. Here is his website. Don't fear the cane, fear the wielder. That's what Johnny told me he learned as a beginning caner. The job of a caner is to provide the sub with an ongoing balance between pain and pleasure. The ultimate goal is for the sub to reach an endorphin high. Once cane diameter, swing strength, and my comfort levels were determined, I laid down on my stomach to prepare myself for my complete caning experience. Like in other stories I've written, the unknown has always intrigued me. I enjoy the personal challenges they offer. This was no different. The next thing I knew, adorable Miss Peaches was standing by my head and whispering in my ear. Pleasantly surprised, I scratched her ears like I had done every time we crossed paths that day. She had told me that she was a switch and seemed confused that as a dominant I would be getting ready for a caning. It was then that I realized that there were others in the room confused by my actions. How could a top be caned? My answer came naturally. Even dominance can get topped. Besides, it will make me a better caner for someone else. Peaches, being a quick and clever kitten, nodded and started purring in my ear as my session began. The first strike came. Make no mistake, it took my breath away for a moment. It was quick, and the pain I felt seemed to have a delayed reaction. John explained it was the displacement of blood that caused the burn, not the specific strike. I was immediately asked if the strike was too hard. And though the strike did hurt some, I didn't think it was all that bad. They then began slowly alternating with strikes on both of my cheeks. Continuing to check in with me, both men were careful to strike my very white, tender buttocks with precision. Peaches stayed right by my head, continuing to purr in my ear and asking if I was feeling all right. I just love the care all three showed me as our session continued and my bottom began getting discolored with marks made from a 13 millimeter cane. In between each stroke, I was given time to process the hit, a necessary pause for sure. At the same time, my caners were having a conversation about their individual precision. Later, John explained that they were discussing the box. That is the imaginary square on both of my cheeks where each strike is to land. A caner wants to target those landings within the right boundaries so as not to wrap and cause damage. They also discussed making the marks as symmetrical and even as possible. As it seems, caning is an art form with the bottom as a blank canvas. Truly, together they were creating their own piece of artwork on my now hot and welting bottom. Between the hits, the afterburn, and the stinging, I was completely out of my body. Honestly, amidst all of the sensations, I wasn't really sure how I felt about being caned. Time was lost on me. But I did know I was completely safe and that I wanted the artist coloring my behind to do a masterful job to its end. As the Johns determined there were only a couple of more strikes to completion, Peaches and I were chatting about my pain tolerance and what she thought of my bottom looked like. She meowed with delight at the handiwork they had created. When they told me that the box was complete on each of my hind quarters, I took a deep breath. I had completed a full caning and needed to process it. I rested on the table trying to think, which was nearly impossible. My bottom felt tender, but not really painful. I had not quite reached that endorphin high, but I also didn't have an orgasm the first time I had sex either. Which brings me to right now. Looking back on my caning experience, I'd have to say, I want to be caned again. Yes, that's right. The next time I have the opportunity to get caned, I think I'll be able to enjoy the experience enough to get high.